You're live now.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting of March 15th, 2016. My name is Brian Edwards Tiekert. I am chair of the committee this year. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Sam Agarwal?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Present.
Adriana Kasanov?
Present.
Joseph Davis?
Present.
Brian Edwards Tiekert?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman?
Present.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Serene Roberts? Michael Washington?
Present.
Barbara Whipperman? All right, that's nine.
And nine is more than a quorum. We are on to agenda approval. I sent out a second draft agenda today. I had neglected to add several motions that Joseph had submitted on the first draft. So make sure you're looking at the one entitled Second Draft Agenda. It's the longer one. Do I have a motion to approve that agenda?
Approve the agenda?
So moved.
Approve.
Okay. Motions from Joseph Davis. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the agenda? Hearing no changes, is there any objection to the agenda?
This is Barbara.
Yes, Barbara, what's your objection?
No, I'm just saying I'm on the call. Sorry. I have no objection to the agenda. I think it's fine.
All right. Hearing no objections, the agenda is now approved. We are on to minutes approval. Yesterday, our poll posted minutes from the meeting of February 23rd. Can I get a motion to approve them?
So moved.
Michael Novick moves approval. Does anyone wish to propose any changes? Hearing no amendments, is there any objection to the minutes of February 23rd? Hearing no objection, those minutes are now approved. We are on to the CFO report. The agenda allows 10 minutes for the report, 10 minutes for questions, then 10 minutes for motions or action. Sam, it's on to you.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. So first, I would like to discuss about the finances of two particular stations, the WPFW and the WBAI. And in order to keep focus, actually, I chose these two stations because they are going through some troubling times. And let me talk about the PFW first. What I'm noticing is that they are behind now 3 months in terms of central services and 2 months in terms of the healthcare insurance premiums. For the healthcare, the problem is that, even if they may be behind, but the national office has to pay on their behalf because otherwise the insurance will not be effective for any employee in the network except for the Kaiser plan for the KPFA. So on their behalf, the national office is not getting paid, but we have paid on their behalf the health care premium. That is draining our resources at the national office. But the problem is that I looked at some of the numbers, tentative numbers from PFW, and the trends are very disturbing. They are at least $40,000 to $50,000 in deficit every month, and I'm talking about a kind of short-term plan here because we cannot foresee long-term. We have to first meet the budget for the immediate next 2 months or so, and even if they cut their payroll into half, if they ask their employees to go 50% time for time, even then they will not be able to meet their essential services, the central services, or some of the essential payments. So you can imagine the extent of the problem there. And what is happening is that they are not having a very good success in the fund drive. They are primarily primarily dependent upon the listener support, and that is falling in quite short. So I think some immediate action is required. And what I'm suggesting is that there should be a good discussion here at the Finance Committee meeting, and this committee should recommend some action to the board, to the Pacific National Board, giving a kind of a little bit of a time frame, that's within the next 2 months or so. If the station cannot come up with a plan for the turnaround of their situation, then some more extreme steps may be required, which may include sale or liquidation or something of that kind. But I think by proposing a turnaround plan and taking a firm action both at the Finance Committee level and at the board level should give a clear indication to the local station board also and to the management that the business as usual cannot continue. This has to change and change very quickly. So let me go to another station that's is also having difficulties, and that is the BAI. We know that it has been having cash flow problems. And one of the major issue there is the tower rent with the Empire State Building. They have called for a meeting with us. They have not specified the agenda, but as you can imagine that it's about close to $43,000 a month, and we have been paying it $12,000 only. So in no case we can pay the arrears that we have not been paying for the last 3 years or so, or maybe even longer than that. The BI station are behind in central services for about 2 months, and they are behind in the healthcare premium by about 1 month. I looked at their cash flow projections for the next, 2 months again, and there is no possibility that they can meet their operations or they can pay for their essential services. So again, coupled with the fact that this tower rent is exorbitant, that cannot be absorbed by the by the money that is coming in, plus the fact that they're already in a kind of a big hole in terms of meeting the operational needs, I would suggest that, probably the time has come that we look into all possible options. And that could be either sale, liquidation, or local marketing agreements or whatever. Probably the time is already passed, even for those options. The unfortunate thing is that, for all the debts that BAI has or for all the obligations, including the payroll, the Pacifica network, including the national office, is responsible. So even if they don't pay their dues, basically the entire network is held, and we will be liable to pay. So the sooner that we can act, the better it would be for everybody. So in the case of BAI, I would recommend a kind of a more stronger action from the Finance Committee, recommending to the board that probably some action should be needed in the next a month or so. I will be traveling, along with Tony Norman. We will be there in New York for this meeting the week of March 21st. And then we will know how soon this Empire State reality actually is going to press this issue. So this is a serious thing, and we will provide you an update in the next Finance Committee meeting. The other thing that I'm recommending, I had met with Brian, and what I had suggested, that it'll be more efficient if the Finance Committee should meet every 15 or 20 days instead of the monthly intervals, because some of the finance issues are very critical and they should not wait that long. And even, say, on a positive, on a positive frame, we should also discuss the finances of the stations that are doing well. We can devote one finance committee meeting altogether completely to discuss the finances of one particular station, and the finance committee can recommend some very positive recommendations or changes to their operations. Because these stations that are doing well, they are also not cash rich. They are also kind of scraping by, and any one thing, if it goes wrong, they definitely will be in trouble. So it would be a very positive welcome, actually, that say if we can look into the finances and the budget for one station at a time, and come up with some changes that can be implemented going forward. So I'll stop, my comments here, and I can expand in the question and answer session.
Okay, we'll take a stack on just questions now. Who would like
Paul?
To be on it? I've got our Paul. Who else? Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay, only questions, eh?
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes reserved for
okay.
Motions and actions after that.
All right. Well, questions would include: does the CFO? Well, this is a bunch of questions at once. Does the CFO know that the tower rent is not at this time $43,000? It's more. Is the CFO familiar with the bylaws regarding sale of stations? Is the CFO aware of WBAI's status of its license? I think that's enough for right now.
So these are all very valid questions. I quickly added up the agreement, and that says about 43,000. If there's anything else, then there may be a separate rider or addendum that I'm not aware of that. Regarding your other questions about the sale of the station or other things, that probably is too premature for me actually to get into more details at this time, because right now I'm just trying to get a grasp on the finances itself. When the time comes, probably there would be a task force entrusted with this responsibility, and then there may be attorneys involved. And it will have to be looked into more deeply then.
Barbara.
Okay, I believe I heard Michael before I closed the stack, and I've got Barbara. Anyone else like to be on stack for questions?
Fred.
David.
Was I correct that I heard you, Michael, or was that Fred trying to speak up before?
Don't we have two Michaels now?
Okay. And here's
Fred.
What I've got. I've got Michael, then Barbara, then Fred. Who else would like to be on stack?
Joseph Davis.
Okay. I heard Serene, Joseph, Adriana. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, my question was whether the CFO has gotten any response yet from the local management or the local board regarding the issues he's raising.
I'm not in direct communication with the local board, except Tony Norman is also represented through the local board at the PFW. I'm in constant communication with him. From BAI, I'm not in communication with any of the local board members, because generally my communication is with the station managers and the management there. I have been raising these concerns. But to my surprise, I'm really totally surprised why these numbers are not taken into account by the local management, and why no action or no suggestions are coming forward. I simply don't understand if there's not enough recognition that this cannot continue, or what is holding back. I mean, I'm completely surprised at that.
Thank you.
Barbara, you're next, and when you're done with your questions, can you mute your phone, please?
Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry. I just wanted to make sure of something that you said, Sam. You made a comment about WPFW. If they can't come up with a plan, then these other recommendations we would be more prominently considering. And I wondered how much time you felt was appropriate for them to come up with a plan. I mean, you were talking about this being an immediate problem, and we've had instances in the past where groups have tried to come up with a plan. And can you remind me, Brian, how to mute my phone?
Well, I don't know how your phone works.
I think
on loop up it's pound one.
Pardon me?
Pound one.
Pound one. Okay, that's what I'll do.
Transfer. I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
Sorry, I forgot to mention loop up thinks we all need to hear that music whenever someone mutes themselves.
To answer your question, Barbara, I'm recommending a 2 months about for the PFW, but at the same time, it should be a very clear signal to the management that something has to change, and to the local station board also to kind of work with the team there to come up with some short term plans so that they can meet their cash flow. Because otherwise, we will be facing the same situation that we are facing at BAI. That's the more pressing issue.
Jerry from W joining the call.
Fred is next on the stack.
Okay. Sam, are we going to be getting the January financials shortly so we can get some idea where the network is financially?
Yeah, the national office will be sending out both January and the February statements, by the end of this week.
Thank you.
Serene, you may have to unmute.
Yeah, I did. I am. Thanks. I have. thanks. Sam, what is this about you and Tony coming to New York?
Yeah, this is about the Empire State Building, a reality that they have, are wanting to meet with us, with the Pacifica team, on the lease terms.
And what are those dates that you'll be in New York? Because I think it would be important for you to meet with the LSB.
Yeah, I would definitely like to, actually, and I will be there, on March 21st.
For just one day?
No, I will be there until 23rd.
Okay. Okay, because we certainly have much to share with you about the sale or swap or lease or whatever is being considered. We have strong views on that. We also have a sustainability plan that I believe I sent you about 2-3 weeks ago. Did you get a chance to look at that?
I don't remember seeing that, but definitely if you can forward that, and I will also email to you that about my I will be at the BI station for at least 2 days, so definitely
great.
If we can schedule a meeting, that'll be great.
Okay, thank you.
Joseph.
I wanted to say we have a really, I've been on the finance committee on 2 years, and we have a very difficult time working with our GM. We are denied access to areas of it. We are literally, we ask for explanations on things. We were told that, well, we went in the back room and did our magic. They won't give us, when we adjust for an adjustment of an item on the budget, we get a totally different budget with everything else changed, so we can't keep track of it. And it's really frustrating for us. When I see and hear what you're saying about the other stations, it seems to me that we can't get the managers to cooperate with the national office. And what concerns me is, you know, no matter how much more funding we raise, if we don't address the control and accountability and transparency of these units, how it won't matter how much money we raise. It's just all going to get wasted and spent on something anyway, apparently. So I would like to know, because I was going to ask you the question, have you gotten access to all the accounts? And when in the email, the report I saw from last the minutes specifically cited that the, some of the accounts were problematic. And I don't understand why those accounts simply, if there's a problematic account, then they, why don't they just withdraw the funds, put it in an account you can trace? And this, so I'm trying to ask you, what is being done to get things under control?
Yeah, so that's a very valid point, actually. I appreciate that. I appreciate your concern. And I had similar concerns, but I have been advised, because this is a personal issue and that should be taken, say, more not in a kind of an open communication, but, say, through a closed door thing. And the other thing is that, say, it should be an administrative action when the cooperation is not forthcoming. So I am working with the say administrative team here to make sure that, say, I have a full access, and that is another reason actually that, say, this visit is so important, that, say, I will be having a first-hand knowledge about the situation both at the BAI and the PFW, and have say a very in-depth discussion with the local team that something has to change. The national office has to have more access. We will be putting together a weekly plan for both the stations, where we will need, say, a weekly forecast of what the inflows and the outflows would be and what the plan would be going forward. Because we cannot, in turn, we cannot foot the bill for any station, actually. And the other thing is, I also would like to raise at the same time, I'm strongly opposed to borrowing from one station to pay the bill for other stations. This is unethical, and this is creating lots of problems. So I want to kind of be on record that, say, this is not, say, something that, say, I would like to do. And that is the but by default, this is happening. That, say, one station is not paying, the money, the common pool is being utilized to pay the bills. So by default, it is happening. And that has been cited very extensively in the 2013 fiscal year 2013 audit. So I want to stop that practice, and that's why I'm say I'm letting everybody know that, that this has to some immediate action is required.
Adriana, and then we're going to have to close the stack on questions unless there's an extension.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, thank you. Sam, I didn't, I have two questions. The first one is, I didn't hear from you, Joseph, ask you if you have already, because the PMB passed two motions. I want to know, with a yes or no, for any station, do you have, which stations gave you total access to their accounts? Just give me which one. We have five units.
It is a limited access at this time, limited cooperation. I'm working on that, and stations are opening up. I'm not seeing the holding back, but there are practical limitations because there are no business managers at those units. And that is the biggest struggle that, say, they are having. It feels like as if the information flow is not forthcoming. But I can also understand the practical limitation that, say, they don't have the resources to provide that.
Sam, I'm sorry that I interrupt you, but my question is, you are talking PFW and WBA only, right? Because it means you are telling us that KPFA, KPFT, and KPFK, you are already in all the accounts from those three units. The answer is yes?
The answer is yes. That's yes, because I don't need all that expensive information from them.
Hold on a second, Sam. We're getting echo from somebody who has not muted their phone. If you're not speaking, kindly mute yourself. Go ahead, Sam.
I don't need all that extensive information because whatever I need, they are readily available. There's a business manager there, and they are not in such a dire situation. So I'm not so concerned. My priority is actually where
I'm
the...
I'm sorry, but I cannot explain what I'm trying to ask you.
Okay.
Are you already
I knew in the accounts of those three units. Are you like a signer in those accounts? Yes or no?
Oh,
that's my question.
Sorry, I was not able to get your point. The signer, I am working on that right now. I am signer on, I think two or three accounts. But they have given me the access. They have given me to the access to the account. I have to complete all the paperwork.
Okay. Sam, what I want, the next point that I want to do, because I think that you already told us about the problem with the back and forth money. I want to remind everybody that it's only one Pacifica Foundation, only one. Like you said, when somebody hire an employee, the employee is an employee of the Pacifica Foundation, not of a specific unit. Right?
Yeah, that's
right. The one that managed that or should manage that is the national office. But the question, that's why I want to know which ones already, because, I can go to a bank and have my signature there in 5 minutes in every bank.
Yeah, Adriana, the issue is not so simple. Let me give you an example. Whenever I have approached a station, they have pushed it back to me because the station does not know who opened the account, who is authorized to make changes, and what a resolution they need. So basically, all the groundwork has to be done by me. And that is, what is straining my time and my resources, because basically I have to take the initiative to be on the account myself. So I'm initiating that process, and then the other thing is that, it is not so simple even after that. The bank takes some time to open the account and then give me the token. Only after the token with the token code, then only I can access the account. So all that is work in process. Remember that, last time I had requested the board that, I should have signing authority, without which the banks would not even talk to me. So now I have the authority so that, I can communicate to them. But again, I'm not devoting that much time in this process because it is not the urgency. The urgent matters are taking all my time at this time.
Okay.
That does it for questions. Excuse me, Adriana. We have a 3 follow-up limit. If you want to propose an extension, you can go back on stack.
I'm sorry, but I need an answer.
And
I'm still not hearing the answer. In which of the 5 units you have all signed in all the accounts, or start the process?
I have started the process in KPFA. I already have access to KPFK. I have initiated the process with KPFT. Berthold has given WBAI has given me access, so I have the password and the username of those. I'm in the process of establishing my own user identity. WPFW has given me the email with the user login and the password. I have to go and establish that account myself.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Just trying to keep us on track here, folks. So if someone wants to propose extending so we can take more questions, that's fine. We just have to decide to do that as a body. Does anyone want to do that, or should we move on to action?
I asked for a 5-minute extension.
On questions. Okay. Does anyone object to extending question time for 5 minutes? Okay. Hearing no objection, we're extended until 8 past. Who else would like to be on stack for questions?
Tony. This is Michael Washington.
Okay. I heard Tony. I'm sorry. Who is that? I don't know that we have a committee member named Michael from Washington. Who is that?
It's actually Michael Washington. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Michael.
And he is from Washington.
I apologize. So I've got Tony, and then I've got Michael. Anyone else to stack?
for the second, if nobody else have question, I have, I want my second question.
Sure thing. Okay. I've got Tony, then Michael, then Adriana. Tony, go ahead.
Just a quick follow-up with a question, Sam. We're just, it's correct that we're going to New York just to try to deal with the lease agreement with WBAI. That's the only reason we're there. At least we're going to be meeting to try to negotiate the lease agreement.
Yeah, so right now we don't know whether they will be willing to negotiate the lease agreement. So that is the one of the main objective. But at the same time, I wanted to visit these two stations actually anyways. Because it's important for me to get into all the details and know firsthand what the situation is. So, because there's no business manager, so that is making it even harder to get anything done from there.
Okay,
Brian,
Michael?
Brian, can you add me if there's time, please?
Sure. Michael, go ahead.
Yes, Sam, I've been in communication with Bud, the business office, or the business manager at WPFW, and he's been explaining that he's been having some difficulty working with you on getting the numbers from the national level that he can input into the cash flow projections and so on. Is that what you're going to be sending out to everyone by the end of the week?
Those are two separate issues, actually. The numbers, the cash flow projections that I was asking. So today I got a simple template, and say I could understand what is going on in terms of very simple cash inflows and outflows. The statements that the national office will be sending out by the end of this week will be actual statements, actual financial statements for all stations.
So has that with the situation with Bud, has that been resolved then in terms of what you need from your end?
So I am working with Bud. His understanding about the scope, about the work, was very broad and very different than, say, what I expected. And there was a lot of going back and forth. And so finally, I think probably Bud is realizing that the broader scope will not work. So he has to narrow down the scope and to just limit, his focus, his time, to something that is very urgent. And what I've been pressing is that, say, there's nothing more urgent than the cash flow.
Adriana.
She's muted.
Adriana, you may be on mute.
Can you hear me?
Now we can. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. You say, Sam, that by the end of the week, you will have the complete numbers, means revenues and everything, the P&L from all the units, right?
That's right. Until February.
I'm sorry?
Until February. Like
okay, at the end of February?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You said that at the end of the week you will send it to the finance committee, right?
To the stations. So right now we are not aware of the protocol that, say, we send to the finance committee or to the national board, but we have a routine practice that, say, we send that out to the stations.
I mean, the station will receive from the national office your information, but you don't have the information from them? I'm lost.
I think I'm not able to follow your question. We generally, this is a standard practice that we follow, that say we send out the information to the stations. Now, I think there's another practice that, say, we send out to the combined statement to the finance committee or to the national board.
Okay.
But I think that is done on a quarterly basis. So I'm not aware that, say, if we send that out on a monthly basis.
Previously, it has gone out monthly.
Monthly. Yes. Okay. So when the information is available, we can send it out to the finance committee and to the national board monthly. That's not a problem at all.
Oh. Okay. Then we can see that. I mean, because then for by the next meeting, we can have some real numbers, right?
Yes, we can have some real numbers.
Okay, but it means that you have it. You have the information because we don't have it. I mean,
no, they are in the process. Actually, we are working on those numbers to complete those numbers. So they are not complete at this time.
Okay.
Finally, Serene, and we're in our final minute.
I'll be quick. So, Sam, you're going to be going to D.C. and to New York?
Yeah, that's right. So first I will be going to New York, and I will be there for 3 days, and then flying out to D.C., stay there for 2 days.
Okay, and you'll be sending us the full itinerary?
Yeah, sure.
Great, thanks.
Okay, we're still in the CFO report, but now we're into the 10 minutes we have reserved for motions and or actions. Sam has suggested we send a directive to WPFW for them to come up with a plan, and that we come up with a directive to national management that they come up with a list of options for WBAI. If anyone is in motion crafting form, have at it. If you want to jump in on discussion before we formulate a motion, I can take a stack for that as well.
Barbara.
Who wants to talk?
R. Paul.
Barbara. R. Paul. Who else? Okay,
Tony.
Go ahead, Barb. Tony,
well,
gotcha.
When you asked me to mute my phone, all that happened was that I got cut off, so I didn't hear Sam's answer when I said, when I wanted to inquire about asking WPFW to come up with a plan, what time schedule did he have in mind for this? Was there any?
He said 60 days. Is that it?
Yeah, that's right.
60 days, in other words, a plan we would receive back from them by 60 days, or a plan that would recover them in 60 days?
That's a good point, Barbara. Actually, we don't know at this time. At least if there should be some plan, we can hope that the recovery may start soon.
Okay.
But I think the cash is draining pretty fast, so if we don't recover within 60 days, I don't know what the consequence would be.
If it doesn't look better in 60 days, then we got to do something else.
We got to do something else.
Okay. That's my only question.
R. Paul.
Some of this would require executive session motions. Has the CFO looked through the approved minutes of the committee, especially executive sessions over the past year or two? Because there would be some answers for him in there that might relate to some of what he's discussed. The other part of it is there are other things that also would have to be discussed, I think, in executive session. And I don't know that we can come up with a fast motion here that is comprehensive and really addresses the issues as they are. Because I think, from my calculations, that the CFO's monthly rate for Empire is off. I think that if he adds what's being paid to what he thinks should be getting paid, then he'll have the current monthly approximately. So I don't know, maybe the CFO was quoting the accrued differential per month at that point instead of the actual so-called rent at the place. And anyway, yeah, some of this stuff just needs to go into executive session, because there are things which relate to negotiations, there are things which relate to personnel, and I think we probably should at some point go into an executive session meeting about these very issues. And so I can't see a motion I can come up with on the or anybody can really come up with that's worthwhile on the open session. So that's what I have to say.
I have a motion.
Tony, you're next.
Yes, I do have a motion in reference to WPFW that this committee recommends to the P&B that it gives WPFW, the management and local station board, 60 days to stabilize and come up with a plan, realistic plan to stabilize its finances within a 60-day time period, including coming up to date with all of the, the monthly overhead. And that if it does not come up with a realistic plan, then the CFO and executive director will have to take whatever measures are necessary to reduce the deficit at WPFW. But I strongly believe, and I sent it just out to the committee, the recommended motion, that local stations need to have the first crack at it, along with their general managers, to try to bring their station. And if they can't do that, then it's up to the central office to take care of it. That's just that's the reality of the situation. But I strongly believe, even up in New York, that the local station and the managers should try to come up with realistic plans. And if they cannot do it, then the CFO and executive director and the national office and board is going to have to step in. So that's my motivation for this motion. I think we at WPFW need to come up with our own plan. If we can't do it, then that's just too bad. But that's my motion on the table.
Okay, let me just let's parse the language of the motion from the argument. So we're clear what we're talking about going.
He sent an email. Should I read it?
Yeah, read what's going into the minutes.
The PNB directs WPFW management and its LSB to produce within 60 days a plan for stabilizing WPFW's finances and restoring WPFW's ability to stay current on all operating expenses, including central services. This directive shall not prevent WPFW or national management from implementing any cost-cutting or fundraising measures they deem necessary while the plan is under development, ;
Okay. We're now on debate on that motion. That starts a new stack. It's just pro and con on the motion until we voted on it. Who would like to discuss it?
Joseph Davis.
I've got Joseph. Anyone else? Go ahead, Joseph.
Hey, Diana.
One thing that struck me, and I'm not trying to attack anyone, but when I look at the work that we do with our general manager and the responsibility that and the information that we get, I feel like every local station board and its management get first crack at keeping their stations afloat every year. And the fact that any station can conceivably get into such a critical problem, I think in 60 days, how much more debt are we going to accrue? My opinion is we probably need to take more direct and quick action. Thank you.
Adriana.
Yes. Is any actions? Because I agree. I mean, the national office should have the option, because we said before, the units and the LSBs are just committees, subcommittees of the PNB. It means, and the national office is in charge. The national office will have a CFO, an executive director, and they should be in charge. I mean, we cannot let the foundation bleed to death because nobody take actions. Like Joseph just said, I mean, the stations obviously are not solving the problem year after year. Well, something need to be done. That is the first thing. But do you think that you have the tools to do it? And how is the status of the audit? Because I didn't hear in your report anything about the audit.
Should I explain the comment?
Yeah. If no one objects, it's off topic. But if no one objects, go ahead and answer that.
Okay. Yeah. So the audit is going very smoothly. The fiscal year 14 audit. The only sticky point is that we have to submit a cash plan for going concern issue. I think I had explained that. And the cash flow plan depends upon the viability or the feasibility of these two stations being afloat. If they are not afloat, then we cannot submit a plan to the auditors that say we will be in business or we will be able to meet our cash flow. So that is another reason why this is becoming such an urgent issue.
This is Tony. I wanted to respond to the relevant motion and comments that were made.
Please,
and
go ahead.
And would you add me to this, Jack?
Sure. And this is just on debate on Tony's motion. I've got Tony and then Serene.
I just want to respond to Davis and the other. I think he raises some valid points. There is nothing that stops the CFO and executive director from taking any direct action within that 60 days if there is some serious bleeding or it cannot control its finances or pay its debt. So the executive director and CFO still can take immediate actions within that 60 days. There's nothing that stops them from doing that.
Okay, we're at time. I still have Serene and Michael on stack, and I think we would need time to consider WBAI as well. I'd like to propose a 10-minute extension. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we're extended till 20 past. Serene, you're next.
Okay, so
Sorry, 30 past. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks. I might have misheard, Tony, but what I'm reading sounds a little different. I prefer what I'm reading to what I heard, but I just want to be clear. You're not suggesting that the process must be completed within 60 days. You're saying there's 60 days for the board and staff to come up with a plan.
Yes.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with the second portion that gives management the right to undertake cost cutting, which we know usually means staff, without consulting with the LSB and with the PND. I would move to move to separate those two, Brian. Can I do that?
Move
I'm
to
not
divide.
Looking at it anymore. Yes.
So it's a move to divide the first sentence from the second.
Move the 60-day plan from them going out and cutting stuff without consultation with the LSB, full LSB, full PND.
The second sentence reads to me as an elaboration of the first sentence. I'm not sure it can stand on its own.
Can you read it again? I'm sorry, I'm no longer looking at it.
The second sentence reads, this directive shall not prevent WPFW or national management from implementing any cost-cutting or fundraising measures they deem necessary while the plan is under development.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. I think it needs to come back to the board, the board that approved the budget. The LSB that approved the budget or the PND?
I think probably what you want to do, Serene, is just propose to strike it if you don't like it. A motion to divide the two pieces have to be able to stand on their own.
Okay, so let's strike the second part. That's my motion.
Okay. The motion is to strike the second sentence. The amendment is to strike the second sentence now.
Okay, so that's everything that's in parentheses,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. I guess we have to go to a stack on that, and I'm going to jump on it.
Okay.
I think management already has the authority to impose cuts when confronted with a situation where we can't pay the bills we already have. This reads to me as clarifying language that says just because we said we'd like you to come up with a plan in 60 days, it doesn't mean nothing happens in those 60 days. It would be irresponsible to hit the pause button when the status quo is already bleeding us. And I would strongly recommend for leaving that language in. Michael, go ahead.
I'd like to second leaving the language in. And to Tony's point, it makes sense to be able to make those cost-cutting measures in the interim. Tony actually made the point that I was going to make earlier. So it should allow time to be able to make changes in the interim instead of just having it, like you said, on pause. So.
I would.
Okay.
Tony?
Tony, this is on the question of striking that sentence. Go ahead.
I would recommend that we keep it in, once again, as Michael stated, because we're giving the board and the LSB the opportunity to do that. Now, if they don't do it, somebody's going to have to make the hard choices when we're bleeding. Somebody's going to have to go through and make the choices. This, I think, is fair, is democratic. Get the manager and the LSB to go ahead and do it, and if they don't do it, somebody has to make the hard choices. That's the situation we're in. Because nobody did that in New York. That's why we're bleeding very badly in New York. So I would say keep the language in.
Joseph Davis?
So this is on the question of striking that sentence. Joseph, that's what you want to speak to?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I in general agree with that the sentence should be kept. In fact, the only concern that sentence gives me at all is the fact that it says cost-cutting or fundraising measures. And I want to make sure that if they're talking about any kind of normal practices of fundraising that we already generally practice as an institution, that's fine. If, however, this is a way of bypassing our normal procedures and going to something like underwriting without it actually going through the normal discussion process, then I'm against that. So I want to clarify. That's my only issue with that sentence.
Okay. Anyone else on this?
Barbara.
Serene, please. After Barbara.
Okay. I've got Barbara and Serene. And remember, folks, we're just on an amendment. We got to wrap up debate and vote on it before we can go to the main motion. And those are both prerequisites before we can get to BAI. Go ahead, Barbara.
I agree with Joseph's statement, and I wonder if anybody could answer about whether or not the fundraising referred to is the types that we do now.
I can respond. It was meant to the type that we do now. In fact, from previous discussion, we put all underwriting on hold, so we're
okay,
not talking.
Okay, fine,
to
great. That's fine. Can somebody call the question? Is that appropriate?
Okay, so thanks. Excuse me?
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks. You know, when we did those massive staff cuts in New York in August of 2013, we were told that they had to happen at that time. And it ended up costing some people their homes because they got layoff notices and they did not get their layoff pay. So it seems to me that if we've charged the board and if we hold the board and staff to 60 days, we are better off stretching and doing whatever we need to do in order to not disrupt the lives of people unnecessarily if it turns out that they can come up with a plan. PFW staff had previously been cut to halftime. And then they came to three-quarter time. I think everybody now is back to full-time or whatever. But, you know, I understand that for a lot of people, they look at it and say, oh, it's just a matter of the numbers. It's not just a matter of the numbers. It's a matter of people who have given years and years and years of their lives and worked more hours than they will ever be paid, and they're generally underpaid in the industry because they believe in the mission. So I don't think we can have a casual, yeah, and in the meantime, folks can go on and do what they want. No, I think there should be consultation with the board, which was elected for a purpose, and with the PNB before any two or three individuals can go do that to others.
Joseph Stack.
I heard Joseph, and I'm really hoping we can get to a vote on this soon, folks. Go ahead, Joseph.
All I was going to say, and I might point out that I work on the labor rights program at KPFT. I don't want anyone to lose their homes. However, every day we put this off and every debt we accumulate means more likely to go broke, and there's not going to be any jobs for any of these people at all. And we have to make sure that our foundation survives as opposed to being so careful about not upsetting someone's life. We've literally bankrupt the foundation. I would prefer to be fired and find something else to do and keep Pacifica alive. Thank you. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Any objection to going to a vote on the amendment, which is just to strike the second sentence? Okay. Arpal, can you call the roll on Serene's motion to strike the sentence that reads as follows. This directive shall not prevent WPFW or national management from implementing any cost-cutting or fundraising measures they deem necessary while the plan is under development.
Okay. All right. Sam Agarwal.
No.
Fred Blair. Fred Blair, you're on mute. Please unmute. Okay, skipping along. Jana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
No.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Michael Washington.
No.
Barbara Whipperman?
No.
Going back, Fred Blair?
No.
Okay, the count is 1-4, 10 against, 0 abstentions.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The amendment fails. We're on to the main motion. On the stack that we had before we started down the amendment path, I had Joseph, and that was it. Go ahead, Joseph.
I'm sorry, I think you lost me.
You may have made your point already when we were on the amendment. Does anyone else want to chew over this motion more, or can we put it to
just
a vote?
Just read it one more time, would you please?
R. Paul, why don't you read what's going in the minutes?
Okay, scrolling up. Okay, the motion is, the PNB directs WPFW management and its LSB to produce, within 60 days, a plan for stabilizing WPFW's finances and restoring WPFW's ability to stay current on all operating expenses, including central services. Open paren. This directive shall not prevent WPFW or national management from implementing any cost-cutting or fundraising measures they deem necessary while the plan is under development. Close paren, period, end of motion.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Does anyone object to that motion?
Serene wishes to vote no.
Okay. R. Paul, call the roll, please.
Okay, hold on. Second. While I get it all in. Okay. Sam Agarwal.
And I have a point of clarification, please, Brian.
What's your question, Serene?
Sorry, and I'm sorry, I'm no longer looking at the motion. Is this a recommendation to the PNB, or is it a recommendation directly to the ED, the IED and CFO?
It's a recommendation to the PNB.
Okay, thanks.
Tony, that's your intent, correct? We don't have authority as a committee to give directives.
That's right.
Okay.
It should be rewritten slightly to phrase it that way, that the committee recommends the PNB do it.
Might let him put that in, and if we can whip that through fast, might look better. And then, you know.
Okay, I will propose the following amendment, that we insert a first sentence that says, the National Finance Committee recommends the Pacifica National Board adopt the following motion. Did your fingers keep up with that, R. Paul, or do you need me to peg it out?
I got it. To add at the front, I guess, the NFC recommends that the PNB adopt the following motion. :
Well done, sir.
All
Does
right.
anyone object to adding that preamble? Okay, hearing none, it's now part of the motion that we're voting on. R. Paul, can you please call the roll?
Yeah, I have to add that in at the front. So hold on 1 second while I put that in there. All right. Okay, does anybody need it reread at this point? No, I don't think, right? Hearing nobody. On the motion, Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
No, thanks.
Michael Washington?
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Okay, the count is 10-4, 1 against, 10 abstentions.
10 abstentions?
Oh, well, that was 0. 10-4, 1 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay, that motion passes, and we are at time on this item. I would like to recommend another 10-minute extension so we can discuss actions on WBAI. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we are extended until 2:15.
That's 10 minutes you just made?
That's correct. I'll propose a motion for BAI. The National Finance Committee recommends the PNB pass the following resolution. The PNB directs national management, open paren the IED and CFO, close paren, to produce a list of options for restructuring WBAI in a manner that will stabilize the network's finances. The list shall include an assessment of each option's costs, benefits, risks, implementation time, and impact on the network's overall finances. I've just sent that off.
Okay, so we should get that in a second.
Yes. I'll take a stack on discussion.
Could you read it one more time, please?
I have it here if you need it. Uh-oh.
And I'll read it. The PNB directs national management, parentheses, the IED and CFO, close parentheses, to produce a list of options for restructuring WBAI in a manner that would stabilize the network's finances. The list shall include an assessment of each option's costs, benefits, risks, implementation time, and impact on the network's overall finances.
I heard R. Paul, I heard Joseph, I heard Serene. Anyone else to stack?
Michael Novick.
Michael, anyone else? Okay, R. Paul, you're first. Go ahead.
All right. Something absolutely needs to be done. So basically, it's saying that the PNB is going to get the IED and the CFO to produce a list of options. That's the thrust of this, right? It's a list of options.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not calling for an action of some sort. It is calling simply for Pacifica Management to produce a list. I just want to make that very clear, right?
Correct.
All right. Thank you.
Joseph.
I had originally been thinking earlier about something specific, like the tower issue. But I think that can be kind of folded into what you've done. As far as what R. Paul just said, I think if there is anything missing from it, it might be some more teeth. Because if it's just a bunch of options that can be yet delayed further down the road, I think maybe adding some kind of a time frame might be a good idea, 30 days or 60 days. That's all.
Serene. Serene, you're up next.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and again, I apologize for not being in front of a computer. The motion says that BAI needs to be restructured in order to solve all the network's problems. So is BAI the only station in the network that's having problems? I mean, the assumption seems to be that fixing, quote, fixing the AI will fix all the problems in the network. Is that what I understand the motion to suggest?
It does lay out the goal of stabilizing the network's finances.
Through restructuring BAI.
Yes.
I see. Thank you.
Adriana?
I've got Michael, then Adriana. Would anyone else like to be on stack? Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. I had two or three thoughts. I agree this should be a time frame. I think 60 days, you know, is the outer limit. So I would suggest the following amendments. I don't know if they're all in order, but produce a list of options for restructuring BAI within 60 days in a manner that would stabilize the stations and help stabilize the network's finances.
Okay, let's take those one at a time, if that's all right, so there's no confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So the first is to insert a 60-day deadline. Arpal, did you get the language on that?
I'm looking at the amendment and the motion, so it would say add. Okay.
After the word options, within 30 days.
Within 60 days, in a manner, let's see, following it, produce a list of options, I guess, list of options within 60 days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For restructuring WBAI and then substitute in a manner that would stabilize the station and...
Hold on. We're just going to do the 60 days part now.
Oh?
We're taking them one amendment at a time.
Okay. So let me cut that out. All right. So it would be to add within, quote, within 60 days to... between options and four.
Okay. Does anyone object to the 60-day deadline? Hearing none, that is now part of the amendment. Arpal, what's the second amendment?
1 second.
Joseph, quickly.
Hold on, Joseph. We have to dispose of the amendment. So first we got to get clarity on what we're discussing.
All right, so that would be to add... in a manner that would stabilize the station and after WBAI. So it would read, restructuring WBAI in a manner that would stabilize the station and the network's finances.
I believe Michael's language was help stabilize the network's finances. Is that correct, Michael?
No.
Michael, you may be on mute.
I think that's what he said.
Michael. Unmute, Michael.
Let's see. He didn't send anything in writing, did he?
Let me look.
No, I don't see anything in my inbox.
And he said stations, which I assume is with an apostrophe S.
Joseph here?
All right, we're kind of stuck on his word here. In a manner. Up.
Oh. Michael, are you back with us?
I think that was an outgoing. He might have had a problem, and he may come back in a second. So we're differing over whether he meant in a manner that would help stabilize the station.
No, what I heard him say would stabilize the station's finances and help stabilize the network's finances.
Brian, Joseph here.
I got you, Joseph, but we gotta sort out what we're discussing. Michael, did you just rejoin?
Am I audible now? Yes,
I
was not. Okay, I was not on mute. I don't know why I couldn't be heard. I hung up and called back. Okay, saying that would, in a manner that would state.
Does it say in a manner that would stabilize the station's finances and help?
Yes. Yeah, if you want to do those as separate ones, that's fine with me. I was saying it would stabilize the station's finances and help stabilize the network's finances.
Okay.
You got it down there, Paul?
That would. In a manner that would. Okay. So in reality, you're actually only adding in the words stabilize the station's finances and help between,
yes,
in a manner that would. So
between
would
and
stabilize, you put in this.
Right.
Okay.
This is very, very elegant wordsmithing. So this would be a stack just on that modification. Is that what you wanted to speak to, Joseph?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel like that wording is pretty weak, and I had something that I think might be a better wording. And that is just go from, in a manner that would stabilize the network's finances by eliminating the negative cash flow of the WBAI situation somehow, something like that. That makes sense?
You can propose that as a substitute amendment, but you probably want to get clarity on the somehow.
Basically, I just wanted to add that instead of saying to help, say by eliminating the negative cash flow for the station WBAI.
Okay, we'll take that as a substitute. Arpal, were you typing fast enough to keep up with that?
No, I'm looking at. Okay, where exactly will this go?
Okay, in lieu of the modification Michael's proposing. In lieu of the modification that Michael's proposing, this would modify the original motion at the end of the first sentence.
Yeah, we finance this comma.
You may reread this?
Okay, at the end of the first sentence, add. Just give me only what would be added, not the extra that might be in there already.
Go ahead, Joseph.
Oh, comma, by eliminating WBAI's negative cash flow situation.
And that goes between what and what?
Basically right
between finances and the period.
Right.
Okay, okay. And end of first sentence. Okay, fine.
Correct.
All right. I got it.
Are we going to discuss this?
It is open to discussion.
I have.
Here's the we are in an either-or situation. We are either going to accept Joseph's motion or Michael's motion and then vote the one we like better up or down as an amendment to the main motion. On discussion.
So this is instead of adding stabilize the station's finances and help. So this is an amendment to that amendment.
To a substitute
it's
amendment.
A substitute to that amendment.
Oh, boy, okay.
I heard Barbara. Anyone else to stack on the motion to substitute? Adriana, anyone else?
Michael Novick.
Oof. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
I think adding the idea of the cash flow statement is making it kind of narrow as to what those in charge of this whole thing would be considering. The cash flow is very important, but it's kind of like saying this would be the only way. And I don't know if that fits what's going to happen when people start working on this. I would prefer Michael's other statement the way it was.
Adriana, you're next.
Yes, my problem that the way that it's being written sounds like we want to do something with WBAI to solve the network problems. I think that the idea of putting at the end maybe need to modify the only not use the cash flow, but the way that Joseph was wording that clearly state that we need to The only idea is work with WBAI in that order for that situation not to affect the network. Because the way that is written now is like, is not that clear. I mean, you can interpret like, well, you know, like you say with a car, I will sell my car in order to solve the problem of my family. I think that is the idea of what Joseph was adding at the end. That's why I like that better, but probably the cash flow, Barbara, is true. It's true. I mean, it's not only a cash flow problem.
Michael.
I agree with the two previous speakers. I think that it's too narrow, and it also implies that the only problem that the network is having is the cash flow problem at WBAI. I think that my proposal was to identify that there's a problem more serious than the BAI itself has apparently been able to deal with, and so it's incumbent on the national management to step in, but the first focus is dealing with the problem at WBAI, and then recognizing that would obviously help stabilize the foundation's finances as well. So I would prefer the amendment I offered to the one that is the substitute.
Okay. What we will vote on first is Joseph's language, whether to replace Michael's language with Joseph's language. Does anyone require a reading before we vote?
Yes, please.
Arpal?
Okay. The amendment to the amendment is to add at the end of the first sentence of the main motion, quote, by eliminating WBAI's negative cash flow situation. Okay? Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Wait a minute. Oh. I thought you were going to read the whole thing again.
Oh, okay. All right, going back. And the amendment it is, the amendment it would replace would add at the end of the first sentence, quote, by eliminating WBAI's negative cash flow situation. The main motion is the National Finance Committee recommends the PNB pass the following resolution. The PNB directs national management, the IED, and CFO to produce a list of options for restructuring WBAI in a manner.
We added the time frame.
Oh, right. Okay, yes. I see that. Options. The PNB directs national management, et cetera, to produce a list of options within 60 days for restructuring WBAI in a manner. Now, at this point, this is where the two things clash. The first amendment would add that would stabilize the station finances and help stabilize the network's finances. The substitute would be to only add at the end of the first sentence by eliminating WBII's negative cash flow situation, which would make it read, national managers produce a list of options within 60 days for restructuring WBII in a manner that would stabilize the network's finances by eliminating WBII's negative cash flow situation.
So that's the one we're voting on now?
Yeah, the negative cash flow situation. If we pass this, it becomes the amendment, and if we then vote on it and it passes, it goes into the main motion. If it fails, then we go on to vote on the original amendment. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Starting again, on the adding at the end of the first sentence, quote, by eliminating WBAI's negative cash flow situation, Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Say again?
I say no.
No. Joseph Davis.
Pass.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
No.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
I abstain.
Michael Washington.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Going back, Joseph Davis. Joseph Davis.
Yeah, I abstain.
Okay. The count is 1-4, 7 against, 3 abstentions.
The substitute fails. We are back to Michael's amendment language. Does anyone need a rereading on that?
Hello?
Can, Serene.
Hello, hello. Yes,
yes, you're audible. Yes.
Okay. If I want to strike the language about stabilizing, quote, the network, because I don't think WBAI is the only problem in the network, and I don't think WBAI needs to be restructured to the extent that would be required to stabilize the network. I think we're going to be looking at each station, and we can see what needs to be done.
Serene, what's your question?
It's not a question. I didn't say point of information. I would like to strike the language with regard
to... Our time had expired. If you want to propose further amendments, you will need to move a motion to extend debate on this item.
Extend by 6 minutes, right?
We are currently debating an amendment that would modify the language you're talking about.
It doesn't eliminate it. I wish to eliminate the network, the reference.
Okay.
To the
What's your motion to extend?
6 minutes.
Motion to extend is 6 minutes. Does anyone object to extending discussion on this item by 6 minutes? Hearing none, debate is extended for 6 minutes. We are on Michael's amendment.
Adriana?
I've got Adriana.
Now I have a point of information.
What is your question, Serene?
At what point can I move to strike the language with regard to the network? After Michael's amendment is dealt with or now?
If you can do it as a modification of Michael's amendment, it's in order now, but you have to have the floor.
Well, I'm not looking at the language, so it's unlikely that I'll be able to modify anything with specificity. But I can tell you what I want, and you can lend your energy to my efforts. That would be great.
Okay. Adriana has the floor. I'm happy to put you on the stack after her.
Thanks.
I don't know. I think that Joseph is new. That's why he didn't ask for this. But he sent already a motion, and I will read it, and I will put it like my substitute motion. Okay? Said the PMB text. National management, the IED, and the CFO to produce a list of options for restructuring WBAI in a manner that will bring WBAI's budget into balance.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last few words.
He sent to everybody, can you, Joseph, can you read your motion?
Well, whose motion is that?
Well, Adriana, if you're moving it, it's your motion. If not, Joseph's going to have to ask for the floor himself.
Okay. R. Paul, can you read it? Because you received the email. The PMB Direct National
Manager. I can't read it. Can I hear the last few words?
I'm sorry. She was speaking to the secretary, R. Paul Martin.
Okay. You're asking if I have gotten an email from Joseph. In the big one. That big one. Okay, I have that over here somewhere. I believe that's in the. There are several of them.
It's a follow up to the motion read WBAI. It's one sentence.
I can try to read it.
Well, I'm scrolling through here.
I can read it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me see if I can catch it.
tough if I explain this.
Is Joseph on?
Yes, I'm on.
Joseph, your voice is very faint. I don't know if you have us on speakerphone or something, but it would help us out if you can do anything to boost your loudness.
Is this better?
Much better, thank you.
Okay. I could explain if you want.
Well, hold on. First, we need to clarify what we're voting on. Adriana, you're making this as a motion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Your intent is to...
Because we are waiting.
Hold on. Let me run the meeting. Your intent is to substitute this for the whole motion.
Yes.
In other words, everything else goes away. Okay. So this is a substitute motion. R. Paul, do you have the language now?
No, I don't. I don't find it written in the. I did a search on WBAI in the agenda and all of that.
No. It was a reply from Joseph Davis to my motion that came in 8 minutes ago. It should be in your inbox.
Okay. And here it comes. Okay.
Point of information.
So, let me see if I've got it here. So, the substitute motion would be... The PNB directs National Management, the Interim Executive Director and CFO, to produce a list of options for restructuring WBAI in a manner that would bring WBAI's budget into balance.
Okay, and we're taking that as a substitute. In other words, if it passed, that would be the only language we're voting on.
Well,
for the stack.
We have... I'm looking in here. We have... All right. If it's a substitute, if the chair's ruling it's a substitute, then what has to happen is this. It is now transparent, and we have to go and finish amending the main motion. When that is finished, then this substitute motion comes up. So we currently have Michael's adding stabilize the station's finances and help between Wood and stabilize in the main motion. So... with this as a substitute, we still have to go back to that amendment.
I think that is correct. What is your question, Serene? Sorry, Adriana?
The first thing that we talk about is a substitute motion, right?
The first thing we talked about was an amendment to the main motion. When you have a substitute in play, both...
The substitute is the one that is on the floor now.
No, what happens is when a substitute motion is in play, both the main motion and the substitute are subject to separate amendment, and you have to finish the amendment before you vote on whether you're going with one or the other. It's twisted and contorted, but it's the way the system works.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Sorry, who was that?
That was our Paul. Let's not fight over twisting and... parliamentary stuff. It's actually the only way to do it, otherwise you chase your tail.
Okay. There's a good reason for it, and it's still counterintuitive.
Okay.
Michael, do this deck.
What we are still debating is Michael's amendment. We will then go to debate on substituting Joseph's language for the whole motion, whether it's been amended or not. Are we all clear?
Yes.
Okay. And we have a minute left for debate. The stack, we're still on Michael's amendment. The stack starts with Michael. Go ahead.
Very quickly, I think that my amendment speaks to the issue in two ways. One, it says that it will stabilize the station's finances, which is larger than just its current budget. And second, it acknowledges that there is a serious threat to the foundation's finances by the particular problems that WBAI has because of the amount of debt that has been accrued, and I think that's unavoidable.
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege, I'm having trouble hearing you.
He's loud and clear, Serene.
Okay,
check your phone.
Well, I'm
sorry,
on the reception is sorry, the I can't ask that it be repeated.
I'll repeat myself. I'm saying I think my motion speaks to two things. One is that the problem is more than just the current budget of the WBAI, but that the initial issue is that the national management has to step in to assist WBAI in coming up with a plan to deal with its financial situation. And the second is that doing so would, in fact, materially help the foundation, because not just because of the budget, immediate budget problems, which many stations are having, but because of the overhang of debt that has been accrued by WBAI. So I'm in favor of my own amendment to the original motion.
Okay. We are out of time on our extension. We'll go to a debate on Michael's amendment, and then we will have a debate on the substitute. On Michael's amendment language first. Darpal?
You mean a vote?
Debate, a vote.
Q. Did I say debate? I'm getting sleepy. Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay, so this is a motion that would add the words stabilize the station's finances and help between the words would and stabilize. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair. Say again?
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
And Brian Oberst-Tiekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Michael Washington.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay, 8-4, one against, two abstentions.
Okay, now we go to a vote on the question of the substitute, which is whether we replace the whole kit and caboodle with Joseph's sentence. Arpal, can you read that sentence before we go to a vote?
Okay, give me 1 second. I need to go and enter the thing 812 into...
Can I say something, Joseph?
We can't take debate. Arpal's
no,
just got to make sure he's...
Okay, do we... Let me... I'm putting
I've
this
just been
in
trying
here
to say
so
one thing about what it was
the whole thing
that never got through.
Wow, I've got a huge noise on here. Hold on 1 second. I'm putting in everything so that I will be able to read the motion as is without jumping back and forth. And that
yeah, but
way,
you're reading the substitute.
That way we will be able to understand exactly what we're doing right here.
That's why I wanted to tell you what it was.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, so I have the main motion, and now I'm going after the substitute here. The substitute, as I have it, reads: the PNB directs national management, open paren, the IED and CFO, close paren, to produce a list of options for restructuring WBAI in a manner that would bring WBAI's budget into balance.
Okay. Arpal, can you please call the roll on that substitution?
Okay. Okay, on.
Also, if someone is on the call from a car, we're getting a lot of noise over the phone. It would help us out if you muted.
Yeah.
You don't like the sound of I-95? Let's keep working on it.
All right. On the substitute motion, Sam Agarwal.
No.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Brian Oberst-Tiekert.
No.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Michael Washington.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Okay, 2-4, 6 against, 3 abstentions.
The substitute fails. We're back to the main motion as amended. R. Paul, could you please call the roll?
Brian?
You want a reading, Serene?
I want the opportunity to make the amendment I asked about earlier.
The time has expired on your extension. You can propose another extension if you'd like. The motion is for a 5-minute extension, or is there any objection? Hearing none, we're extended until 14 past. I don't have a stack anymore, so Serene, you can go first.
Okay, this is where I had asked for your assistance. I would like to strike the language around solving the network's problem using WBAI's restructuring. WBAI needs to change the way we've been operating. I certainly agree with that. But let's restructure, in quotes, WBAI to solve WBAI's problem and let everybody else who's contributing to the network's problem. Take your turn.
R. Paul, can you read the full motion as amended?
Yeah. I think it might help if I read the full thing. What we have, the state of the main motion as amended right now is, the National Finance Committee recommends the PNB pass the following motion. The PNB directs National Management, open paren, the IED and CFO, close paren, to produce a list of options within 60 days for restructuring WBAI in a manner that would stabilize the station's finances and help stabilize the network's finances. The list shall include an assessment of each option's costs, benefits, risks, implementation time, and impact on the network's overall finances.
Are we discussing?
So, Serene, what language? Do you still want to change language?
Yeah, just that portion that says and help stabilize, I think is what Michael had.
So you wish to strike the words and help stabilize the network's finances?
Right. Strike the reference to WBAI's restructuring, resolving the network's problem.
Okay. Paul, did you get that?
Yeah, what I have is to strike, quote, and help stabilize the network's finances, unquote, which is basically the end of that first sentence of the second paragraph. Is that right? Striking, quote, and help stabilize the network's finances?
That is correct.
Okay, I got it.
We have 3 minutes for debate. Stack?
Agree.
Barbara, who else?
I think I heard
Serene. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I sympathize with Serene's point of view. However, I don't think that sentence implies that WBAI is going to hold the whole responsibility for the network. And also, I think it is known by everyone that the debt or the financial drag on the network from WBAI is tremendous. So I don't think we should strike that. I think it will help. It will not fix everything, and I don't think the sentence says that WBAI is solely responsible. I think it needs to be in there, those words.
Serene?
Okay, thanks. So, no one denies, and certainly no one at WBAI is unaware of the fact that it has sometimes just our expenses and our income were in the same family. However, as I said, WBAI is not the only problem within the network, and my concern about using that language and in that position, obviously we can handle our expenses without having to borrow. It will ease a certain amount of pressure on everyone. I mean, that's just the math of it. But having that phrase
in that position also leaves open an opportunity to try to balance all of those deficits within the system, and there are other deficits within the system, on restructuring WBAI and whatever cash might come out of such, of whatever options are presented. So I wanted to be clear that whatever happens with WBAI will affect WBAI. It will have an effect on others, but we're not responsible for curing everything because, frankly, we're not responsible for everything that is wrong with Pacifica, and folks need to stop acting like we are.
Our Paul for Stack?
I've got our Paul, and you'll be the last speaker. Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay. I think looking at the motion, this amendment would make it so that restructuring WBAI in a manner that would stabilize the station's finances, and leave it at that, and then go on to the list shall include. I think that's okay because, you know, everything's basically it's all a set of dominoes, and so you know they're all sort of toppling together. And so by induction, if WBAI's finances were to stabilize, it would help to stabilize the network's finances. And again, yes, I know we're passing budgets. I didn't vote in favor of all of them because I think that more than WBAI is having a problem. So I would be in favor of the amendment.
Okay, we're out of time. I'm going to abuse the privilege of the chair and just say my consideration in including the language about national finances stemmed from an action of this committee several years ago when it was looking at WBAI's situation and decided that part of the solution would be to lower WBAI's central services below what anyone else in the network pays. I think narrowly construed, that is the type of thing that might theoretically be a solution to WBAI's financial problems, but just moves them elsewhere in the network. And I wanted to be clear that given the size of the problem in New York, all solutions have to be proposed with a view towards what impact they will have on the rest of the network, not just WBAI. If the amendment carries, there will still be language in the second sentence requiring the list of options to include an assessment of each option's impact on the network's overall finances. Our Paul, can you call the roll on the motion to strike?
Okay, the amendment is to strike the words and help stabilize the network's finances from the main motion. Semigarwal.
No.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Pass.
Brian Edwards Teeker.
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Michael Washington?
No.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Going back, Joseph Davis?
No.
Okay, the count is 3-4, 6 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, the motion to strike fails. Mr. Secretary, could you call the roll on the main motion as amended?
Okay, give me one second here. Okay, do we need it reread at this point or just go?
Anyone require a reading? Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay. Semigarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis.
Pass.
Brian Edwards Tekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Michael Washington.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Going back. Fred Blair.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Reluctant, yes. Okay, 9-4, 2 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. We're now done with that item, and we're actually past the adjournment time for the meeting. I would like to propose another 10-minute extension so we can discuss scheduling a special meeting, as our CFO recommended, to drill down on one station. The proposal is a 10-minute extension. Is there any objection? Okay. Hearing no objection, we are now extended till 5:30. Our next item is number 5, meeting schedule. There is a motion with a blank in it to hold a meeting on Tuesday, March 29th, which would be 2 weeks from today, devoted exclusively to drilling down on one station. I wanted to put the question to Sam, which station he thinks would be best to bring up first, which he would be in the best position to present detailed financial information on.
Yeah, I was wondering, actually, we should give sufficient time, but the three stations that I had in mind were KPFT, KPFA, and KPFK. Now, in fairness, we have not given a heads up, so we can let them know, like, say, two stations, and whichever may be ready for that, so we can keep the option open. Is that a possibility, or should
Barbara,
we choose one?
With a question.
I think we should probably pick one, Sam, and maybe
okay.
It should be whoever's books you think are in the best shape, so it'll take the least effort to get detail ready.
They'll
have 2 weeks lead time.
Yeah, let's pick up KPFA in that case. That should be the lead, say, in any case.
Okay, then I'll make the motion, and we can discuss it. The motion is to schedule a special meeting of the National Finance Committee devoted exclusively to reviewing the financial performance of KPFA on Tuesday, March 29th, beginning at 8:30 Eastern. We'll take a stack.
Michael, this is...
I've got Michael. I believe I also heard Barbara, and there was a voice I couldn't make out in there.
Can you hear me?
I heard Adriana. Who else? Okay. Michael, go ahead.
I don't object to the motion and that timing, but I think that Sam is also suggesting that we need to meet more often than once a month, and I don't know if you want to take that up now or not. I mean, I guess we have this meeting that we have the next meeting after that would be in 4 weeks, and we could, at that meeting, we could plan additional ones. But
yeah, well, our next meeting would be, so if we schedule this meeting, our next meeting would be 2 weeks after that, because we've already scheduled regular monthly meetings. But if you want to make a separate motion, I think we should take them up in order instead
yes,
of making
okay.
this one more
yeah,
complicated. Okay. Barbara?
I'm in favor of having KPFA be on the 29th. I do have a question, though. Was Sam's idea and yours to have the business manager in the meeting or the general manager? In our case, it would be more appropriate for the business manager.
I would like the business manager to be present as well because she will have more information about the financial issues.
Okay.
Adriana.
Yes, I don't have any problem having special meetings. I don't understand exactly what we are doing. Because when we will receive the copies that we need, the information that we need, because I'm really getting a little, you know, if somebody wants to present a report, we want to talk about something, I want to receive before information about what we are discussing, because if not, you know, it's a waste of time. It's just a propaganda for the people that just talk and that cheat. We don't have the option, the committee doesn't have the option to think and or to check the information that we are receiving. If the meeting is the 29, when we are receiving the report and the information that we need for to make an informed decision about that specific issue.
So if I can quickly comment on that.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, the reason why, say, I am asking for a special meeting of this kind is to discuss the finances of a particular station in depth. Because, like I said, there are, say, the stations which are doing well, they are not really cash rich. They are also kind of just getting by. So what are the kind of bottlenecks that, say, that they are facing? What suggestions they have to make, and what kind of action plan the finance committee or the PNB can come up with, that can come only through discussions. It cannot come actually if we don't listen to those ideas or to those suggestions, because in the leadership call I come across that, say, the stations are looking for some kind of leadership or some kind of directions. So if they want to share some information, want to share some knowledge, or want to advance some ideas, at least that may be a good forum. Instead of kind of we beating up on them when the results are not meeting expectations or when the budgets are not not in order, that is bringing in more negative tone to the whole conversation. So that was the purpose. Maybe I did not articulate that well enough, and that may be that was a thought process.
So, Sam, I should clarify, because I want to make sure this motion doesn't go against your intent. The motion is to have a special meeting, which means basically nothing else would be in order at that meeting. Are you comfortable with that, or do you want the flexibility to take up other issues at the meeting as well?
Actually, that should be only about maybe at the most about 30 minutes, not more than that. And say between you and me, we can come up with a kind of a little bit of a specific agenda a minimum requirement that, say, we expect from the station to present, minimum information that, say, they should present. But the other half an hour or 1 hour should be devoted to other matters.
Okay.
Barbara, with a comment.
Points of information.
Hold on a second, Barbara. We're gonna need to change the language of the motion if Sam wants to be able to take up other matters. So we would have to strike the word special and the word special and exclusively. I'll propose that as an amendment. Does anyone object?
Point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
I need somebody to clarify, because I heard what you said, I heard the motion, and I heard what Sam said, and I still not understanding what is exactly the mechanism. What are we doing? What is the information? And what we want to accomplish? Or we just want to listen to what the station have to say? Or will be questions, or will be hard information? I don't understand.
Well, you are going to have 5 months of actual profit and loss statements for all units by the end of this week. We're going to figure out what other information we can get to the committee in advance of these reviews. I think at a minimum we should be distributing fund drive reports that show the length of time spent fundraising, because that can give us some gauge of donor fatigue, which is a serious threat to the financial well-being of each station but is not captured by financial statements. if you made your fundraising goal but your fund drive ran 8 weeks long, that's nothing to cheer about if your budget anticipated a two-week fund drive. So, but the idea is, instead of what we've typically done, which is taken quarterly financial statements and gone through them one unit at a time with about 10 minutes for each unit, setting aside a substantial amount of time to deal with each station, and not just the ones that are in crisis. Is that, well, I might be being presumptuous, Sam. Do you disagree with anything I said?
No, I agree, actually, and you articulate that very well, actually, because there's a lot of subsidiary information that is not forthcoming from the financial statements, and that we don't get to discuss, and that we don't get to debate. And then we get into this kind of principled debate or principled arguments that which direction the organization should take. Like, there's a very heated debate on this issue itself, like, say, underwriting standards. Now, let's hear from the station why are they not able to kind of go over their budgets. I mean, this is an open session, actually, so I don't want to kind of say anything against KPFA, but they are just kind of scraping by. And that's not a good situation to be in. I mean, they have the best tradition and they have the best resources, so they should be pretty strong at this time. But I don't think that they are, I mean, given the trends that I'm seeing. So what is kind of stopping them and what is kind of holding them back? Let's hear from them and let then the finance committee, that the members should frame their opinion and frame their judgment, and then advance those to the national board.
Points of information.
Mark Paul for staff.
Hold on. Can we dispose of the question of striking the language special and exclusively? Does anyone object to that?
Yeah, I would like to speak to that.
It's debate on that subject. Okay. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, listening to all of this, I would be against that. I think we should have a meeting, you know, finally look at the stuff that's happening around Pacifica, because I know that some stations seem to get a lot of attention, and I think everybody needs rather a lot of attention, because for me, looking at the numbers, the whole thing is not doing very well, by which I mean all of Pacifica is not doing very well. And so I would be in favor of having not like just 30 minutes on the 29th. I would rather devote significantly more time to hearing what's going on, seeing what people think is going on, and, you know, reviewing the financial performance of one station at a meeting. Sounds like something that's probably a good idea. So I would be okay with leaving in the words, making it a special meeting. I think it's a special meeting anyway, since we're having it out of our regular meeting, but that's semantic. And definitely leave the words devoted exclusively to reviewing the financial performance of a particular station. I think that's a valuable thing, and I think that... So I'm against the I'm in favor of the main motion. I'm against the amendment to strike.
I have a bit of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
I'm not able to make a decision if we don't define the parameters. I agree with what R. Paul just said. If we are talking specific, I mean, if a meeting is to bring one station and review the whole information. We receive all the information. I agree with the issue, but it's open the whole meeting to that. Is that the idea? If it's not the idea, I think that the motion, the way that it is okay. But
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What's your question, Adriana?
How you define the parameters, then we know if we need to strike or not the language that you just said.
I don't know. I guess I don't understand what parameters you're asking to have defined.
if we are talking only about KPFA and it's open about the whole review, why we need to change the language? Will be the whole meeting devoted, like our poll just mentioned, to review the situation of KPFA. We will listen, we will ask, and we will...
Okay, that is what we are voting on. If you vote against the amendment, it will be devoted exclusively to KPFA. If you vote for the amendment, the meeting will be open to other business as well. Serene, you're next.
Serene, thanks. I would like to substitute the word primarily, and by primarily I mean, you know, about 75-80% of the time. That way, in case something does come up that requires discussion with the committee, we will be able to hear it instead of waiting 2 more weeks for our regular meeting. But it does say that we'll be having an intense focus on one station.
So that would be substitute the word primarily for the word exclusively.
Right.
I have to make a quick comment here, Brian.
Yes, go ahead, Sam.
I realize that probably the business manager there at the KPFA may not be available around that time. So we may have to substitute that with KPFT, I think.
Excuse me, I don't think that's correct.
Is that right?
No, she will be available. That may be her last day at work for about 2 weeks.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay.
We are well past time on our extension. We have a motion from Serene, an amendment from Serene to replace the word exclusively with the word primarily. Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I guess so.
You object, Arpal?
Yeah.
Okay, call the roll on it.
I have a question or a point of information.
You cannot ask it in the middle of a vote, I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, the amendment is to strike the word special. Nope, that's
Change
the wrong the one. Sorry, we're going back. The amendment is to substitute the word primarily for the word exclusively in the motion, which would make it say devoted primarily to reviewing. Okay?
Correct.
All right. Semigarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
A pass.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis. Joseph Davis.
Sorry, yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Michael Washington. Michael Washington. Okay, Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Okay, going back, Fred Blair.
I'm going to abstain.
Michael Washington. Okay. 7-4, 1 against, 2 abstentions.
Serene's amendment prevails. I think it moots or replaces my amendment, however you want to record it most elegantly. Our Paul, but could you give us a reading of the motion as amended?
Okay, 1 second here. Okay, it now reads, to schedule a special meeting of the National Finance Committee devoted primarily to reviewing the financial performance of KPFA on Tuesday, March 29th, beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, it's passed. We are well past time. Arpal, will you be able to get the language of the motions we passed out to me tonight so I can submit them for PNB review on Thursday?
Yes.
Thank you so much for staying up to do that. I know it's much later where you are than where I am. And we are adjourned for the evening, everyone. We'll speak in 2 weeks. Thank you for your work.
Thank you for caring.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.